Let us remember Pooja Gurudev on his Jayanti. May he guide us throughout our life. We'll do the Anulom Vilom 5 times. Five times one side, five other, and then alternate. Slow, deep breaths with a clear pause. Hands slowly move them to your knees. Fingers in chin mudra position. Continue to breathe slow and deep. You can chant your Ishta Devta's name as you breathe in and out. Let us relax the legs from the feet, slowly all the way up to the hips. Relax the back muscles. The arms from the fingers all the way to the shoulders. Relax. Breathe from the abdomen muscles and relax the lower abdomen. Breathe from the chest muscles and relax. The neck and face muscles. The forehead and the scalp. Step back and watch your relaxed body from head to toe. I am not the body, I am the witness. Today's topic: what is the difference between being a witness or paying attention? Remember, desires are outside and God is inside. As a witness, you could be watching your desires, the external world, and remain caught in that. That is not the witness. Drop all the desires, the external objects. And turn your attention inwards. Desires drop when you don't give them importance. Objects of the world cannot disturb you if you don't pay attention to them. Keep your attention within. What is the difference between a witness and paying attention? Witness while watching the thoughts, the objects, can get caught in them. As a witness, I have nothing to do with my thoughts, with my body sensations, or whatever the world brings to me. I am uninvolved. What is paying attention? Paying attention is concentrated awareness, unbroken. Our attention can be on external objects or people or situations, even in meditation. Or our attention can be on inner objects. The thoughts, the emotions, the ideas. The events and situations that are in my memory. So shift your attention from the outside to the inside. And then beyond the inside thoughts and ideas. Is a presence. This presence is always there with me. I am never away from that. this presence silently is aware of everything. It is awareness. Illumines everything. Pay attention to that awareness, to that presence. The world does not exist at this moment. Neither do my thoughts or actions. Only thing exists is the inner isness, existence, or sat. The total awareness that is chit. And the bliss experienced when I connect with that inner presence. Anand. That presence alone is. Nothing else exists. So for the next 10 minutes, ignore all disturbances and just be aware of this presence. Keep your full attention on that. That is God. That is consciousness. Never lose sight of that. For the next 10 minutes, keep your attention on the inner presence, which is illumining everything. But itself does nothing. It's only its presence that we have to feel. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Try practicing this during meditation. Be a witness of the outer world and the inner world of thoughts. And keep your attention focused on the inner presence. It is very soft and subtle, but slowly with practice, we can feel its presence. Also, throughout the day, try to keep your attention on this presence that is with me at all times. That is God. Do not look for God outside. He is within, or she. And when you are functioning in the world, try to be a witness of the world and a witness of your mind. Do not let them get to you. Thank you, Hari Om.